Transportation, Health and Social Services Committee will be made up of Congresswoman Lemon, Congresswoman Stabler, Congresswoman Redcorn, Congressman Hamilton, Congressman Maker, and Congressman Bickhorst. The Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee will be made up of Congresswoman Stabler, Congressman Tillman. Boy, some of you guys got bad penmanship on these signatures. Congressman Keene, Congresswoman Lemon, Congresswoman Rivard, and Congressman Hamilton. Culture will be made up of Congressman Bickhorst, Congresswoman Stabler, Speaker Goodbox, Congressman Keene, Congressman Maker, and Congresswoman Shaw. Education will be Congresswoman Redcorn, Congressman Bickhorst, Congressman Hamilton, Congressman Potts, Congressman Maker, and Congresswoman Shaw. Government Operations, Congresswoman Lemon, Congresswoman Rivard, Congresswoman Redcorn, Congressman Keene, Congresswoman Shaw, and Congressman Maker. There is no objection. There's no one to vote off any committee, so we will adopt these, and these are our new congressional standing committees. And at this time, the clerk, we're going to wait for her to catch up. At this time, the clerk is going to open up each standing committee and the committee that you've signed up for. And if you need to write it down, need us to go over it again because you just signed up, you may have forgotten. Well, she's going to read it out though. You will nominate your chair, your vice chair, and you will also nominate a member that will go to appropriations. And everyone bear with us. The clerk's doing a great job. This is her first time opening up everything for our standing committees, and there's a lot, so we're going to take it a little slower and walk her through everything.
I'd like to call the Culture Committee to order at this time. I'm opening the floor up for nominations for chair for the Culture Committee.
Clerk, roll call.
Oh, roll call. Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Speaker Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Nominations for chair are now open.
Clerk.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I nominate Congressman Big Horse for chair.
Second.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Congressman Big Horse.
Okay.
I move that nominations cease and Congressman Big Horse be the chair of culture by acclamation.
Second. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Cultural Committee, I'm going to call to order. Big Horse, Stabler, Keene, Good Fox, Maker, and Shaw. And I'm going to open up the floor for Vice Chair.
I move, I'll nominate Congresswoman Shaw for Vice Chair.
Second. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Hearing none, Congresswoman Shaw will be the second speaker, or second chair. Next would be the seat for appropriations. The floor is open for nominations. Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to nominate Congresswoman Shaw to appropriations.
Have a motion.
I'm sorry. I'm going to withdraw that nomination. Make a nomination for Congresswoman Good Fox.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for Congresswoman Good Fox to set on appropriations. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Congresswoman Good Fox will set on appropriations for culture. Thank you, committee. Without objection, I adjourn.
Okay, I'd like to call the Education Standing Committee to order. The roll call will be Congresswoman Redcorn, Congressman Big Horse,
here.
Congressman Hamilton,
here.
Congressman Potts, Congressman Maker,
here.
Congresswoman Shaw,
present.
The floor is now open for nominations for chair.
Madam Clerk.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Whitney Redcorn for Chair of Education.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none. Congresswoman Redcorn is Chair for Education.
Thank you, Clerk. Might need a little help walking through this.
You're gonna open up the floor for Vice Chair.
I'd like to open up the floor for nominations for Vice Chair of Education. Congressman Maker.
I'd like to nominate Congressman Potts.
Are there any other nominations? I'd like to make a motion for nominations to cease for Vice Chair. Okay. So Congressman Potts will be Vice Chair by acclamation.
Appropriations Representative now.
I'd like to open up the floor for nominations for appropriations. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to nominate Congresswoman Rickhorn.
Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. Are there any other nominations for representative to appropriations? Seeing none, I will be your appropriations representative. Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
Second. So moved.
Okay. We're adjourned.
Okay. We'd like to now call the Government Operations Standing Committee to order. Okay, Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
I would now open the floor up for nominations for chair for the Government Operations Committee.
Make a motion to nominate Congresswoman Lemon as the chair of Government Operations.
Second.
Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, Congresswoman Lemon is now the chair by acclamation.
Thank you, Ms. Kimball. Thank you, committee. I'm opening up the floor for nominations for vice chair for the Government Operations.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, Madam Chair, I would like to nominate Congresswoman Stabler as vice chair for HHS.
I'm sorry, we're on GovOps, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did I say Health and Social Services earlier? I apologize. I could have. This is GovOps. I'm so sorry, Congressman Big Horse.
I'm sorry.
Here. Oh, I'm very sorry. Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Congressman Maker as vice chair.
Thank you. Any other nominations? Hearing none, Congressman Maker is the vice chair by acclamation. Now I'm opening the floor up for the appropriation representative from GovOps.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate Congresswoman Shaw as the representative from GovOps to appropriations.
Second.
Thank you for the nomination. Any other nominations? Hearing none, Congresswoman Shaw is the appropriations representative for GovOps by acclamation. Without objection, we are adjourned.
Calling the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee to order. I will now do the roll call. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
The floor is now open for nominations for chair of the Commerce, Gaming, and Land.
Clerk.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to nominate Congresswoman Rivard.
Second.
Are there any other nominations?
Ms. Kimball, I move that nomination cease and Congresswoman Rivard is chair of the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee by acclamation.
Okay, Congresswoman Rivard, you are now chair by acclamation for the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee.
Okay, thank you, Clerk Kimball. I'd like to open up nominations for the position of vice chair.
I'd like to make a motion, Chair, to nominate Congresswoman Lemon to vice chair.
Second.
Okay, hearing any more nominations? Hearing none. Then we'll cease nominations, and Congresswoman Lemon will serve as vice chair by acclamation.
Thank you. Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to nominate Congressman Otto as the appropriation representative from Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee.
Congressman Hamilton?
What did I say? Did I say?
Otto.
Oh. A man called Otto.
Second.
I am so sorry. Congressman Hamilton.
Okay, we have a nomination for Congressman Otto. Anybody else? Any other nominations? Hearing none, then we will cease nominations and Congressman Hamilton will serve as the appropriations rep by acclamation. Without objection, we are adjourned.
Calling the Health and Social Services Committee to order. Roll call, Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Bighorse.
Here.
The floor is now open for chair for the Health and Social Services.
Clerk Campbell.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Clerk Campbell. I nominate Congresswoman Paula Stabler for chair of Health and Social Services.
Second.
Are there any other nominations?
I move that nominations cease and Congresswoman Stabler is the chair of Health and Social Services by acclamation.
Second.
Okay, Congresswoman Stabler is now the chair for the Health and Social Services by acclamation.
Madam Chair, Stabler?
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Whitney Redcorn for vice chair of Health and Social Services.
We have a nomination. Do we have a second?
Second.
Nomination and a second. Any other nominations? Hearing none, Congresswoman Redcorn will be vice chair by acclamation. Congresswoman Lemon.
I move that Congresswoman Stabler be the appropriations representative from Health and Social Services.
I have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, I will be the representative to appropriations from Health and Social Services by acclamation. Without objection, we are adjourned.
Speaker.
Congresswoman.
Yes, thank you. Now that we've went through all the standing committees, without objection, I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee into order.
You may do so at this time.
Thank you. So, should I do the roll call or have Ms. Kimball? You want to do the roll call real quick for me, please?
Yes, if you're ready. What committee is this for?
Give her just 1 second to get caught up.
Okay.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Okay, thank you. We have a quorum. I'd like to open up nominations for vice chair.
I nominate Congresswoman Shaw.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. Then we will cease nominations and second speaker Shaw will serve as the vice chair by acclamation. Okay, we're in adjournment. Without objection, we are adjourned.
All right. Ready to adjourn? Just closing remarks. I really want to thank Caitlin and Brooklyn and Trey and Jordan. And especially Trey and Jordan and Caitlin for being so welcoming to Brooklyn. This was her first session with us, and she literally started her job and came in and learned rules and laws better than most people, honestly. And we started the session, and we weren't real sure if we were how we were gonna proceed and how things would be. But it's been probably one of the best sessions in the all the years I've been here. It was very smooth. It was very for the most part not too much stress, other than the appropriations. Did a lot of work to get us where we needed to be and still keep money in the treasury where we all feel comfortable, which is not an easy thing to do when you have 13 people at the podium making requests. And the reality is that we do have 13 people. We have executive as one, and then the 12 members of Congress. So that is our job, to weed through the appropriations and make decisions of yes and no. And Caitlin, we wish you well. We thank you very much for staying with us through this session and not leaving us with one clerk that was new, and you were able to make that decision. We appreciate you staying here with us, and we appreciate Brooklyn so much for staying late and for really getting in there and learning the rules so well, because you did a really great job. And I know that Trey was very appreciative of it, and Caitlin as well. You guys really worked as a team, and I'm very happy to see that. So just want to say that much. Thank you to all the members who worked to get everything out of committee. And at this time, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the session.
Motion to adjourn HUNCA session.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Passes.